All right. I'm going to answer the quiz. Who do you think is of highest consciousness? Is it Confucius? Is it Mahatma Gandhi? Or is it Aldous Huxley? Think about that. Let me look at the calibrations so I tell you the right, give you the right answers. All right. We'll start with the lowest level calibration. And by the way, none of these are low level at all. They're all high level, and they're higher, probably in the top 10 or 5% of the levels of higher consciousness than any of us could ever reach. So Aldous Huxley, he is the lowest one at 485 on the map of consciousness. That is not anything to dismiss. 485 on the map of consciousness is significant. It's the level of the mind. And just to put it into context, people that are genius level, like Albert Einstein, Sigmund Freud, they calibrate at 499 on the map of consciousness. Aldous Huxley is up there at 485. The genius level is a quantum leap up from 485. You know, this is logarithmic. So 10 to the 485th power versus 10 to the 499th power. That's a quantum leap in power still. Next up, Confucius. Confucius calibrated at 590 on the map of consciousness, which is above 500. He's in the spiritual domain, the spiritual non-linear domain. And at 590, Confucius is operating higher than the level of a saint. A saint typically calibrates at 575 on the map of consciousness, but not quite at the level of enlightenment, which is 600. So at 590, he's close, but still to go from 590 to 600 on the map of consciousness is a quantum leap if you know your logs. Log, you know, 10 to the 590th power and log 10 to the 600th power is a huge leap. Nonetheless, I always looked at Confucius as a Buddha type, and he was close to being an enlightened human being. Enlightenment starts at 600. Mahatma Gandhi is of the highest consciousness on this, and he is significantly of higher level consciousness than the other two at 760 on the map of consciousness. He operates well above the level of the mystic, which is 700 on the map of consciousness. And I spoke more about him on last week's podcast and videocast. But the mystic calibrates at 700. And what's going on at the level of the mystic is that they are no longer susceptible to non-truth. They're essentially a vehicle for divine truth and grace. And whatever they speak typically, well, is of truth, because they're operating from a very high spiritual dimension at 760. So that's it for this week's quiz. How did you do? Did you know who was of highest consciousness? I wouldn't have known, I didn't even know the answer to this till I just read it, that Gandhi was so significantly higher in consciousness than Confucius. So that's it, gang, for today's weekly dose of higher consciousness. Again, I don't know what I'm going to do next week. I'll try to make a calendar so I can keep you heads up, but I'm hoping to make them all interesting and informative. And oh, I did have an idea about doing how to let go of fear, because I have some great stories to share on some fears I didn't know I had and how they left me. Like, I might have to do that one. I'll write it down. I may do that next week. I may not. If you have any comments or questions, please leave them below or send me an email to liz@trumpeteroftruth.com. If you'd like to listen to our podcast and you want to subscribe, head on over to trumpeteroftruthradio.com, and you can subscribe to our email channel at trumpeteroftruthtv.com. And again, I want to thank our sponsor, the Mind Body Spirit Network. Please go on and check that out. There's a lot of good stuff happening over there to help you raise your level of consciousness and shift into higher levels of being. And I think that's it for the day. There's something else, you know, hanging up in my head. I don't know what it is. Sayonara, you guys. Here's to raising your level of consciousness, and I'll see you next week. Hey there, Lovey Lou. If you are new to your Weekly Dose of Higher Consciousness podcast, or an avid listener, I have something just for you. I created a landing page with all of my playlists in one place. So for new listeners, I created a playlist called Foundational Basics. This is where you will want to begin to come up to speed on your understanding of the map of consciousness, a proven energy scale for realizing your ultimate potential by Dr. David R. Hawkins, and with where we are now. For avid listeners, I've created playlists for all of my popular topics like 1001 Ways to Be of Higher Consciousness, 1001 Ways to Let Go Of, those great higher consciousness quizzes that helps you test your intuition and develop discernment skills, tools for transformation, high vibe book recommendations, and my general main topics. You can find all of these playlists on the website at themindbodyspiritnetwork.com/podcast, or you can find it in the link below in the show notes. Now back to today's episode.